Chef John Cuevas spent the first decade of the 2000s running some of the top kitchens in California, the Montage Hotels in Beverly Hills and Laguna Beach, the Crow Bar and Burger in Corona Del Mar, and directed the menu at two Harry Morton restaurants. Well, all that work in 2008 gave him a contender for the James Beard Award for his work at the Loft in Laguna. And last year, he and his wife, Julie, left California to open a taqueria in Boise. Madre serves traditional Mexican fare along with a fusion of regional flavors, local trout and fish tacos, chorizo and potato tacos. And John Cuevas joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So why Boise? You have a resume that could probably take you anywhere up and down the coast.
We just fell in love with the state. We have family that lives here. We've visited a few times and just saw an untapped market for a culinary brand. So we packed up our stuff and headed out to Boise about 7-8 months ago.
In the past, you've worked for others. Why work for yourself?
It's always a dream of a chef's to own his own restaurant. My wife was on board, and we had been doing this for many years, and we thought no time better than the present, and packed it up, and here we are. We're 2 months into it and having the time of our lives.
Is there anything else that made you seek Boise? There's plenty other places you could have gone.
Absolutely. I believe it's an untapped market for the culinary scene, which gave us an opportunity to get on board before everybody else did. So
it's untapped, meaning there is a desire here for different flavors and foods?
Absolutely. Plus chef-driven restaurants and concepts, I think there's a desire for it here for certain.
We hear about the concept restaurants quite a lot. Could you bring that down to our listener level and understand what does that mean on the ground?
Just new concepts, not the cliche chain market. Something that's affordable, fun.
They call that fast casual in your business?
Fast casual in our business, yeah. No white linen tablecloths, just simple fare done great with fresh ingredients.
Do you get a sense now, after being here, how the palates or dining habits might be different from Boiseans, from folks in Idaho than in Southern Cal?
Yeah, there's a difference. We came in not wanting to reinvent the dining scene in Boise, so we're starting very, very simple. And the response has been wonderful. They're willing to try new things and venture out and kind of let us create and show them new things. So it's been a pleasant surprise, and I think it will grow as we go. So,
you know, in the fashion world, you hear about high-end retailers like, say, Neiman Marcus not going into certain markets because, quote, they're not formal enough. So you're finding a more casual style of dining here?
Yeah, I think the, again, white linen, three-hour meal is a dying breed. I think there's places for it, but I think more times than not, people want something that's fast, affordable, unpretentious, not stuffy, casual, and that's really where we're headed with our brand.
So you say approach to a taco joint, though, with that level of intensity that you might bring to one of those top kitchens that you served at. Does that intensity exist in the kitchen if we were to open the door and peek back there?
Absolutely, yeah. Whether it's a fine dining, five-star establishment or a taqueria, as a chef, I don't approach it any differently. I'm still trying to source out all the great ingredients, the perfect tomato at the perfect season, perfect cherries as they're coming into season, morels. It's not anything. We don't look at it any differently.
Wait, cherries and tacos? How are you using them?
Yeah, we did a carnitas taco with Emmett cherries. So we did a cherry gremolata with confit pork, and it was well received.
And those are regional, seasonal cherries?
Regional, yeah. You can pick a $3 bag of them up in Emmett, so.
We're speaking with Chef John Cuevas, owner and chef at Madre in Boise. You don't even have to have a passing knowledge of Spanish to know Madre means mother.
Yes.
We'd like to hear from you. You can communicate with us right now on Twitter. Tweet us at KBSX915 or hashtag Idaho Matters. There's been a lot of new restaurants in the Treasure Valley and beyond. And what do you like? Let us know. So you've been sourcing local suppliers, like we just mentioned, those Emmett cherries. What other relationships have you developed with growers and suppliers in the region?
Well, unfortunately, I've been here for 7-8 months, so, and I came in wintertime where there's not a lot of things harvesting. But it's a daily grind. I'm looking for like I said, the freshest local small farmers as I possibly can get my hands on. So, you know, we're using tortillas from Idaho. We'll be sourcing tomatoes from Idaho when heirloom season hits in full stream. We've met greenhouse growers that we would love to do micro cilantros and so on and so forth. So it's a progression. It's as I get more comfortable in the community, it's just one of those things it will happen eventually. But yeah, we want to use as much from Idaho as we possibly can. But like I said, it's something that'll take a lot of time for me to develop those relationships.
Well, clearly we're tops in trout and forms of fish, but you have a strong seafood background, and I imagine there are quite a lot of seafood that you can draw from along the coast that you can't as easily inland.
Well, yeah, this is true, but fortunately we can have it flown to us overnight to where it's not affecting the product. So, yeah, and again, we came into this not wanting to outstep our boundaries as far as tacos go, so it's a progression. We look forward to introducing octopus and scallop tacos and all of those great things that the waters afford us, but we're going to take baby steps.
A lot of new Mexican-themed restaurants in Boise, Calle 75, Funky Taco. Some of those were trucks previously. Do you take the tact of more the merrier, or are you all trying to stake your claim in different forms of Mexican food?
Yeah, the more the merrier for me. I think we're all doing something completely different. Mine's a non-traditional taqueria, so I come to it looking at anything. We think anything goes great in between a tortilla, so we're not going to be scared to do sweetbreads or foie gras tacos as we get going. But, you know, right now we're doing Korean barbecue and kimchi tacos, which has been huge, Idaho potato and chorizo tacos. So, yeah, more the merrier. They're doing a great job. I hear nothing but great reviews for Funky Taco and Calle 75. So, yeah.
I'm surprised we don't do more food segments over the lunch hour than before. It's always fun to talk about food in the Boise restaurant scene and the scene in our other markets, Wood River Valley and beyond. So I'm sure your head's been in the kitchen, and I'm sure, John, that you've been working on your concept. But do you have any bigger thoughts about Boise in general? Are there big gaps that we're missing in the food scene? Are there directions that this city you expect to go?
Yeah, I hope to spearhead, you know, a Taste of Boise, big culinary scene weekends where...
Oh, like a festival.
Like a festival, exactly. You have the music festivals. I'd love to be part of a culinary festival like Aspen, like Los Angeles, like Chicago. I think that Boise is starving for something like that, and I think the chefs in the city are doing great things and should be celebrated.
I grew up in the restaurant business myself. It's cash in, cash out. There can be rough times. We see restaurants opening and closing regularly. What do you think is the trick to staying in the game?
Oh, gosh, I would imagine there's lots of tricks. I think consistency is probably the biggest one, consistent product and people know that they're going to get a great meal every time they come into your establishment. I think having a friendly atmosphere and a cool vibe, I think people really enjoy that a lot. And something different and unique, something that they can't get down the road or down the block or next city. I think those are important.
But there are those big nationwide trends that seem to swoop in every once in a while, whether it was a bagel shop on every corner or pho or ramen noodles. These things can be trendy. Are you worried about that?
I'm not worried about trends. I think the restaurant will speak for itself and the product that we're putting out and the people that work with us that deliver it on a daily basis. Yeah, I'm not worried about it at all.
Chef John Cuevas, we've been speaking with. Okay, so you get off the air, you go home, you make yourself a lunch. What are you going to have?
I am a very simple guy. Probably eat a pound and a half of sliced turkey and pickles and spicy mustard. So that's my go-to kind of calm down meal at the end of the night, for sure. I'm a simple guy, like simple things.
Chef John Cuevas with Madre here in Boise. Again, casual dining, fast casual is the concept. Goodbye to those linen tablecloth restaurants. We still need a few of those in every city.
Yeah, we do need a few of those. But for the most part, yeah, I think fast casual is where food is heading.
We've been speaking with Chef John Cuevas, owner and chef at the Madre in Boise.